possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Okay, so about 7:30 this morning, we got the news that James Cook signed a contract extension. Just before that, I had teased something coming up on the show, and we just blew through
it. Yeah, we just forgot about it.
There are two things I was going to tell you about. One, and a retirement from a guy who, at his peak, was an all-time great, but probably won't be regarded as an all-time great. You know who that is?
Who's that?
Odell Beckham retired.
Yep.
Odell Beckham at his launching into the league was one of the best receivers of all time.
Like, he would have been thought of as a lock Hall of Famer. Right,
Brandon Bean live down at One Bills Drive.
We had conversations back in the spring. We had to put pause, you know, push pause and, you know, focus on the draft and other things. And something that we said we would try to revisit when we got to training camp. And, you know, unfortunately, it – you know, you never want to hold in or hold out or any of that stuff. You want it all. But at the end of the day, you guys know our motto here. We want to draft and develop and re-sign. And that starts with Terry Pegula giving us, I mean, you guys know all the money we've doled out this offseason, you know, and, you know, this is another draft pick that we're proud of and excited to extend. And fortunately, late last night, we got it across the finish line.
Some people might look at, you know, the snap count and say that's, you know, the money, there's risk involved with a running back. But for you, when you look at James, the workload in college, how many snaps he's played, how much confidence you have that he can play at a very high level throughout the duration of that contract, in part because he doesn't have a lot of mileage like some guys would at 25 years old.
Yeah, I mean, James was not really a starter at Georgia. He was more in that sub-back role. And so he wasn't a guy that, you know, sometimes you draft guys out of college and they're, you know, a 2-3 year workhorse. He was not. And his first year here, he didn't. Even last year, he's been around that 50% number. You know, we like what he provides and we do see him as a three down type player. And we think he could take more, but we also want to use our other weapons and keep him as fresh as possible. We think that's the best utilization of him. And we just look at, you know, I know he gets put in the running back room or guys get put in a tight end room or, you know, but it's just trying to find a variety of weapons and skill sets. And he's got a skill set that, you know, that we wanted to maintain and keep with this offense.
Was there ever a point where you felt like this was starting to become a distraction?
I honestly was worried about that, Josh. I really was. But I think our team, you know, really handled it. Maybe, you know, we've been here a while. You know, obviously we've been through things in the past, things that happened, distractions. And I think our, you know, the core of this team, yes, there's new players every year, but I think the core of this team, you know, knew what this was about and that everyone was level-headed. And yes, James was not on the practice field, but he was at walkthroughs, he was in meetings, and he was – he wasn't just there physically, like he was engaged in those things and engaged with his teammates. And these things can get a little awkward. They can, because love Jimbo. I'm so proud of where he has grown, you know, on and off the field from the day we drafted him to now rewarding him with this extension. So there was never a case of not wanting to extend him. It's just, you know, sometimes these things are hard, and trying to get on the same page of what we could make work and, you know, what they felt, you know, would make them happy on their end.
You said that last night everything kind of came together. Like, when he practiced yesterday, was it pretty much an understanding that you guys were pretty close on something, and that's how we got to where we got to yesterday?
I think we had an understanding that, you know, we need to practice if we're going to be able to get back to the table. And so I think there was good faith on both parts, from him and his agent to our side. And, you know, once we got him back on the practice field, we really worked hard yesterday, Kevin Meagank and you know, on our side, and Zach Hiller, James's agent, on his side. And I think it was roughly 11 o'clock or so last night where we were able to say both sides are good with this, and we'll get it signed in the morning.
Brandon, with any time a player signs a contract extension, at least externally, there's an expectation that their level of play at least rises here, at least stays the same, if not rises.
Mm-hmm.
You've signed a lot of extensions here with Christian and Terrell, now James. You know, the list goes on this offseason. What do you need to see collectively from that group moving forward to make sure that this was money well spent?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you can't guarantee someone, hey, you sign this, you got to win us a championship or anything like that. But I think it's just playing their role, doing their job, and continuing to ascend in those same habits that they had to, you know, obviously they got to play well on the field, but continue those same habits that help them have the success on the field. And these guys are all players that we extended this offseason that I feel are still ascending talents in the league. So continue to work on your craft. Don't change who you are just because you've been paid. And I feel very confident every single person that we've paid and the guys you've seen, none of them, you know, took time off or were, other than the little break in the summer, but they were very engaged in the off-season program. These guys have come back ready to roll, and I know Jimbo will do that as well. These are competitive guys, and so just helping take our team. You know, this is the new young core that we're kind of putting our money into, and, you know, lead on the field, lead off the field, just be the kind of Buffalo Bills that we want.
With James specifically, what does the next level look like? Because the production was what it was last year at the snap count. And so if you want to keep that snap count around the same, what can he do to reach the next level?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think like anything, it's that fine balance. Some of it is it's not him wanting out. It's that balance of us just trying to throw as many different pieces and different looks for the defense to play against while also keeping him fresh. I mean, he's an explosive talent. And like anything, you start, you know, overusing them, they're going to get wear and tear, and all of a sudden you don't see the same explosive player. So it's us utilizing that. I mean, like anything, you know, James is a guy that we do think can be a three-down player. It doesn't mean everything's perfect. There's some little things that he's already been working on and will continue to work on. But we're excited with where he's at, and he's still a young talent. And as we've said in here, don't think he's been overtaxed or a guy that, like, man, the tread on his tires is getting worn by any means.
Brandon, you've never dealt with a hold in a situation like this before. What did you learn from your seat on, you know, going through something like this?
Yeah, I learned I don't sleep well. So I don't like those things. They're no fun. And they're no fun from a standpoint of, this is a player you really love, you're proud of, it can be tough. Like, you're working together and you want to get it done. And I'm sure, you know, James probably had some frustrating thoughts or things he wasn't happy with me about. And I respect that. I don't hold it against anyone if he was that way. Like, it's The business part, we've talked about it before. You know, sometimes we have to move on from players that we love, and in this case, the business part is hard. You're trying to find something that is agreeable to both sides, and you know, again, you'd love for it not to come to a hold in, but you know, we've never had that here. It's not something that we wanted, you know, going forward. And you know, I do appreciate that James was, you know, ready to get back on the practice field yesterday, and we could move forward to see if we could get a resolution here.
How were you able to maintain those positive talks through what you said can be an awkward situation?
I think just being truthful, being honest, being straight up, and allowing James to have his truthful feelings said too. Like, you know, as I've told him, he can't hurt my, you know, hey James, you can't hurt my feelings. Like, say what you feel here. Like, but also listen to, you know, some of the things that you need to understand from our side as well. And so we had some good conversations, and I give, you know, the coaches a lot of credit. That's not easy. They want the player out there, as do I. And those guys stayed engaged with him, maintained, didn't let it distract the team, or, you know, Joe Brady letting it distract the offense, or, you know, Kelly Skipper letting it distract the running back room. I think everyone, you know, is a lockstep. Yes, we're on Hard Knocks, and yes, you know, we got more cameras around, but I don't think anyone handled it in a way that wasn't professional and wasn't, you know, about the best interest of the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, I mean, again, I think these guys have all, in their own respect, Maddie, at their own positions, they've been pros on the field, they've been pros off the field, they've done some really nice things at their positions, and, you know, as I was saying to Jay earlier, I don't think any of these players that we extended have hit their, you know, hit their ceiling. I don't think they're on the backside of their career, and you know, again, we're looking for these guys to continue to ascend as players at their respective positions, but also, you know, you want your locker room, the guys you pay, you want them to be guys that are respected by their teammates and be rewarded. And I think it sends another message to these guys that aren't up for extensions yet, whether it's the last couple draft classes or the current draft class. Hey, we will do our best here. You know, we still have to make it all fit within the cap, and sometimes, you know, there are drafted players that have left here that we couldn't make it work. That stinks, but when we can, you know, we're going to try to keep as many as possible if you're doing all those things that I mentioned.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
Running back room that you really kind of were proud of how you guys put it all together?
Yeah, I really liked how they worked well together. They cheer for each other. They're out there. No one's griping about who's getting the goal line carries or who's in on third down or a 2 minute or whatever the situation is. These guys are all cheering for each other, and, you know, there's been no pouting upstairs, you know, hey, I ran the ball down the field. Why did this player get to run it in from the 2-yard line or, you know, whatever the situation is, these guys. And I think their skill set it offsets each other. And I think we can, you know, we can play in tough conditions. We can play in a fast turf. We got guys that can catch the ball. We got multiple guys that can pass protect. That's the thing. It's one thing as a receiving back to be able to catch the ball, run routes, but you've also got to be able to pass protect when they're, you know, they're zero blitzing, they're bringing everyone. Someone's got to be able to stand in there, be able to sift through the, you know, the trash and pick up the blitz wherever it's coming from. And that's not only physically, but mentally seeing all that, the variety of schemes that defenses, you know, the looks that they give you. So I like the group and excited, you know, obviously Ty, we extended him this offseason. Ray still on his rookie deal, and now we've extended James. So, you know, very excited.
And one kick too.
And we've added a reserve kicker in Ray. So we always say here, the more you can do, the more versatility.
What was James's reaction when it kind of got across the finish line?
Well, you know James. He's very jovial and outspoken. He was good. He shot me a text. I didn't mess with him last night because it was so late, but shot him a text this morning, and he came by the office. And again, Jimbo's he's a man of few words, as you know, but he's happy. He's up there. He just signed it before I walked down, so he's good to go. He'll be out there on the practice field ready to roll. Yeah, it's like a proud dad, big brother moment. It really is. Like you just, you're like, man, this, you know, I think Josh said it on one of his things, generational wealth. Like you just, again, you want to reward them all. It doesn't always work. Sometimes the situation doesn't call for them earning, you know, this kind of extension. Or like I said earlier, sometimes the business gets in the way and you can't afford it. But when it all works out, it's exciting and a proud dad moment, I guess.
Does this offer you guys any cap relief this season?
Maybe a little bit. It's not going to be a lot, but a little bit for sure. James was counting five something, I believe. So yeah, a little bit, nothing too crazy so that we're not pushing crazy numbers down the road.
Do you need to make some moves here
when it stops being top 51, we'll still have to probably, you know, do something.
And just clarify, Brandon, this is a 4-year extension on top of the year he has remaining.
Yeah, through 2029.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Bills GM Brandon Bean. We're also going to hear from Joe Brady today down at One Bills Drive. That was scheduled. The Bean press conference comes as a result of the James Cook contract. A couple interesting notes in there. Cook had to get back on the practice field to open up negotiations. Mm-hmm. He got back on the practice field. They got the deal done that same night.
Yep.
And, you know, whatever. We're not going to get the internal look into that. But, Joe, I would simply ask, like, when he sat out, they were surprised. Like, oh, we're going to stop negotiations. Like, oh, well, if you come back, we'll open them up again. Okay, I'll come back. You know, deciding what worked, what was frivolous, pointless, at the end of the day, the deal gets done. And,
yeah,
you know, if anybody out there has ever been in a contract negotiation, you know, those things can get frustrating, annoying, walk out, storm out. And then it's all done, you know, shake hands, like, all right, we got to where we got to get to.
It was a little bit of a view into, though, being kind of letting you know there, like, by saying that, like, hey, to get back to the table, you got to practice.
Yep.
That's a little bit of... That's not how we do it here. Like, that's not how we do things. Like, if you're going to sit, that kind of sounds like if you're going to sit out, we're not talking contract.
Sure.
You practice, and then we're going to do right by you, and we're going to go back and forth, and they got the deal done. But
well, there's
they don't like it.
There's two ways to interpret it. The way you said it, which is very possible, it's we're not talking unless you come back. Or it's why don't you come back and we'll talk. Those are the same exact outcome.
Right.
You know, how contentious – why don't you come back and we'll get back to talking? All right. Anyway, 803-0550. We're late in a break. We'll get to that. I got to get to the Travis Kelce. I can't believe he said the thing out loud.
I know, but this Beckham thing, we got interrupted in.
Beckham did not retire, apparently.
No, he did not.
It was fake. So Odell Beckham did not retire. Anyway, James Cook in Buffalo through 2029. We'll take your calls on it here on WGR.
I think we had an understanding that we need to practice if we're going to be able to get back to the table. And so I think there was good faith on both parts from, you know, him and his agent to our side. And, you know, once we got him back on the practice field, we really worked hard yesterday, Kevin Meagank and you know, on our side and Zach Hiller, James's agent on his side. And I think it was roughly 11 o'clock or so last night where we were able to say both sides are good with this and we'll get it signed in the morning.
GM Brandon Bean. I remember earlier this week, Bulldog had said he was on alert about a potential Cook signing, or is that the phrase he used? He used something. And I kind of felt the same way. I guess I told you that this process, I am not shocked. I believed Bean when they said they wanted to get this thing done. And here they are. It is done. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe on a Monday. No,
and now the Connor McGovern hold-in begins.
That's right. No, no Joe Brady today before practice. That was initially slated, but because of this, Joe Brady's been pushed, so no Joe Brady. Can I get you this Travis Kelce story very quick and then get back to calls on James Cook?
Mm-hmm.
So Kelce He's the Taylor Swift podcast drops tonight, midnight
yes,
or something?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, okay.
I saw 9 o'clock.
They got Taylor Swift on the podcast. Kelsey at NFL.com, Grant Gordon writes this. That Kelsey, in a GQ cover story, I saw that he's on the cover of GQ. He's referred to as America's sweetheart, Travis Kelsey. He said about his production, quote, "I think it might have slipped a little bit because I did have a little bit more focus in trying to set myself up. And opportunities came up where I was excited to venture into a new world of acting and being an entertainer. I don't say this as I shouldn't have done it. I'm just saying my work ethic is such that I have so much pride in how I do things. I never want the product to tail off. And I feel these past 2 years haven't been to my standard." Travis Kelsey flat out saying, I haven't been good the last 2 years because I wanted to be an actor.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, what?
I can't believe he said it.
Admitting that is kind of nuts, right?
As if the target wasn't on him to begin with, whether it was right or wrong. Now he's basically like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I wasn't focused.
I had too many other opportunities, and I wasn't focused at my own standard for 2 years. Okay.
Doesn't that make it all the more frustrating that they've made back-to-back Super Bowls?
Yes.
These guys don't even care.
They don't even care.
They don't even care. They're acting.
All right, 803-0550. To Montana.
He was in a movie, by the way.
What was the movie?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Everybody was in that movie.
Do you want the spoiler on what happens to him?
You were in that movie.
Do you want the spoiler on what happens to him?
Sure.
He gets eaten by a bear.
Oh, I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Bill in Montana. Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Quick shout-out to my 88-year-old dad, Jim, who's listening live in Grand Island. Literally just passed a buffalo on the side of the road out here, so I think that's a sign we're going to the Super Bowl.
Love it.
That's good news.
Love it.
Wow.
Ask
him what he thinks about James Cook.
He loves it. He loves it. Hey, a couple quick questions regarding Cook. Again, I think the question I have for you guys is how does this impact Frank Gore Jr.? You know, a lot of people have been impressed with him in the preseason and last year. You know, do they put him on the practice squad again? Love your comments there. And then second question, and then I'll drop, is Palmer, you know, wide receiver. You don't hear a lot about him in the preseason. You know, he's kind of quiet in camp. What's going on there, and what are your take on where he fits with this offense? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bill. On Frank Gore Jr., he got a little bit of love on Hard Knocks last night.
He did.
I think it keeps him where he probably should be, which is on the practice squad.
He's a nice story. He is probably going to have some good stuff in the preseason. He does some things well. Here's why I just, anytime I hear Frank Gore Jr., I just never take it seriously.
Is it RAS
as an
score?
Idea? Yeah. I can't ever get that graphic out of my head. Do you know what his RAS score is?
It's like a 1.
0.6.
Yeah.
The Bills love their guys in the 9s.
Yeah, it doesn't
even make
sense.
And his is 0.6. He's red in everything. He's red in size. He's red in strength. He's red in speed. Ran a 4.69. Just again, like I'm not mean to rain on the guy's parade. He's in the NFL, on the practice squad, and is probably a good special teamer for them. And he performs in the preseason. I just don't ever think he's going to become any sort of impact player. And so I don't think it affects him much. I think he stays right where he was, which is he'll probably be on the Bills practice squad.
Yeah, and on Palmer. It's gone okay. We've seen a little bit of those two working together.
Yep.
And he had a groin issue for a bit, but I think it's going fine. There's nobody at camp from a receiver standpoint that's, you know, blowing anybody away. Shavers is having a nice camp.
I kind of wish Coleman had been doing that, but...
Yeah, I don't think he is. Coleman is...
Was it Tasker or Chris Brown described as camp as a little inconsistent to us?
Yep. So, Coleman is highlight reel and then an inconsistency drop. Like, oh, geez, you know? So I don't think anybody at receiver is wowing anybody, but yeah.
But we'll see when the season. Shavers.
Is he having a good camp?
Is he having the best camp of the receivers?
Johnny in Buffalo. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, at first I didn't think we'd sign, you know, extend Cook this early. I thought Bean would hold on a little longer. But at the end of the day, it's a guy to take pressure off of Josh Allen. He's got – like 400 less touches than even Kyren Williams does through college and the pros. He's explosive. He's a weapon on the offense. You know, we want to win now. And we had one of the best offenses in the league last year with a receiving core that I think was worse last year. So, you know, you're getting that consistency back. You're signing a guy who adds that extra layer of explosiveness to the offense, takes pressure off of Josh. And, you know, I think everybody around the team loves Jimbo, and that's what you hear all the time, Jimbo, Jimbo, Jimbo. Yeah, he's not the most exciting guy to talk to in interviews and everything like that, but he seems to be a great teammate. And I just think, you know, he's definitely a vibes guy, and they like him. And now you've locked up your offense. You're going into the season, and there's really not much you can complain about. You want to complain about guaranteed money. You want to complain about whatever else, but we signed a guy who was awesome and probably one of our best players when we played the Chiefs in the playoffs last year. Had some touchdown run where he extended across the goal line, and just he's good. If we're gonna win a Super Bowl, we need a guy like him. You can't go into the season with Ty Johnson and Ray Davis and expect to, you know, compete when your receiving core, although better, is probably still bottom 10 in the league when you look at all your receivers. So, look, we got 17 back there. I think just keeping Cook around and having him here for years to come is going to keep that consistency and hopefully keep us at the top of the AFC.
Yeah, I'm into it. Thanks, Johnny. Again, part of it is I have accepted what the Bills, how they want to build. Is it my favorite? Everybody's got their opinions, you know. You come to the draft pick, you like this defensive back, you like this linebacker, you like this defensive end. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got their own idea of how the Bills should build. Should they trade for DK Metcalf? Should they go receiver in the first round? Should they, you know, ball out all defensive ends? But the point is, once you see what they are doing, all right, do I want them to sign James Cook? Well, they want to be a running team that really relies on its running backs, and they're going to lean on Cook more than the 2021 Bills ever leaned on Singletary. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the idea, would they have paid a back then? Maybe not. Maybe Brian Daboll would say, never pay a back. Absolutely not. I don't need you to do that. Joe Brady might say, well, I mean, you've got this perfect offensive line. It pays to have the back that can hit the home runs. I'm Joe Brady. I'm calling plays out there. Who's the number one guy that makes my life easier that's not Josh Allen? It's James Cook. Because if we block up a play right, boom, 40 yards. Boom, 20 yards. Like he's a big play back. I like to keep pointing out he's top 10 back-to-back seasons in yards over expected. That matters to me. Ray Davis does not rate there. Ty Johnson does not rate there. Kyren Williams last year was a hilarious 0 yards over expected.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you paying for? You're paying for a guy that ekes out the extra stuff. And for me, I need the Bills to have great players that get the extra stuff. That can be a pass rusher, that can be a corner, a safety, that can be, of course, your quarterback who does it every single game. I'd love it to be a top-end receiver, but they don't really have a road to get to one of those unless they start drafting them. So I want to keep the best players, keep really good players. And to me, that's what Cook ends up being. So it might not be my, you know, first ideal build in every single way, Joe, but like where they are, I think it makes sense and I'm good with it. So there you go.
I don't think they had to do it. I just don't think they had to. They didn't have to do it. They could have used that money on other things in a year.
Can you give us the fantasy fallout? Is James Cook still a fade now?
That's the thing.
People had been saying touchdown regression,
hold
out, who knows what. Now he's on the Bills as the top back for 5 years.
So in Dynasty, I think you feel a lot more comfortable with him. Like within a year, it's, who knows, Wild West. Maybe he doesn't go to a great offense. Maybe he goes to a team with a bad line. It could have been a negative. So for long term, I think it's great. I actually don't think it really, like the fantasy community is smart enough to know like that he was almost certainly going to play games this year. So I think where we're picking him is probably not going to change all that much, but sure, your risk is definitely lower now than it would have been. Could he have held out of games or whatnot? So is he still a fade? I still think he's a... It's tough, though. He's not really a fade for where he's being picked. If he was being drafted with the expectation of he's going to score 15 touchdowns again, then I would say absolutely. You don't pick him in the second round because everyone is valuing him that way. But if you're not into this like super deep and you don't know what your league's going to do, maybe you do one draft a year, two drafts a year, and you're expecting to show up to the draft and somebody to go, oh yeah, I should really, like, second round, early second round, like James Cook, 16 touchdowns, I would hold out and wait for better value. Because I think you're probably going to be landing on 7-8 touchdowns. And again, said this yesterday, he was the 8th best running back last year with 16 touchdowns. That's your ceiling,
yeah.
And he's probably not hitting that all the way this year. You're probably going to find him being like the 15th, 16th running back. So, there, slight fade.
Still a slight fade, but not in Dynasty. Dynasty, you feel great.
Dynasty, you feel great, and you don't have to have him on like your do-not-touch list or anything. Like I think you're perfectly fine drafting him in like the late second, early third round. Maybe a little after that. Third round.
803-0550.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And don't take a flyer. Well, you could still take a flyer on Ray Davis, I guess, but not with the expectation that he's going to be starting games this year.
I had somebody in Dynasty offer me Ray Davis yesterday.
Yeah?
And I thought, no thanks. I have Cook in that league. Like, no thanks.
Yeah, I wouldn't be going in on that.
I have instant trivia. Very quickly, top five answers on the board. Please be prepared. This is actually from the Bills' own release. AFC scrimmage yards since 2023. So the last two seasons. Scrimmage yards in the AFC.
Okay.
Give me the top five.
Scrimmage yards in the AFC. James Cook must be on this
list. He is fourth. So, who are the other four in the top five of AFC scrimmage yards in the last two seasons? He is fourth. It says tied for fourth, and then no one's listed as tied with him, but...
Okay.
Okay.
I know he's a receiver, but what about Ja'Marr Chase?
Correct. Number two in scrimmage yards in the last 2 years.
Okay. What about, like, Derrick Henry?
Number one, 3,495.
Okay.
Henry, Chase.
There's not really another running back, is there?
There is one more running back.
There's one more running back?
His name has been mentioned today on this show.
It's not Joe Mixon?
It is not Joe Mixon.
I don't think we've said Joe Mixon's name. Whose name have we said? We've said the name of, it's not Myles Garrett.
He's not a running back.
No. We just said, I was thinking, guys, we said names of.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill?
That is correct, but that's
not the guy we named.
He's fifth. He is fifth. This running back has more scrimmage yards in the AFC than James Cook in the last 2 years.
Oh. Jonathan Taylor?
No.
It's not Breece Hall, right?
It is Breece Hall.
It is?
It is Breece Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't he miss a whole year?
Maybe the year before that.
Huh. Is there one more?
Nope, that's it. That's
it. That's a list.
It says tied for fourth in the Bills release, but there's nobody listed that's tied. Unless it... I missed it.
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so. All right. We're going to break in. 803-0550.
Will he be top five the next 4 years?
Let's hope so. He could be 38th if they get a Super Bowl. We're not going to care.
That is true.
All right. 803-0550 on WGR.
Love Jimbo. I'm so proud of where he has grown on and off the field from the day we drafted him to now rewarding him with this extension. So there was never a case of not wanting to extend him. It's just sometimes these things are hard and trying to get on the same page of what we could make work and what they felt would make them happy on their end.
Bills GM Brandon Bean spoke earlier today. We carried that live for you. Bills are at practice, James Cook practicing, and now a new contract extension with the Bills through 2029. 4 years, $48 million. That's the initial headline. 30 guaranteed. We've not yet seen further breakdowns. Some cap relief coming for the Bills this year, but not a whole lot, according to Bean. So, that's the news of the day today.
He said they'd have to do something else after cutdown day.
Yes. They will have to do more. How about this? James Cook did not even have to get Denzel Washington on TV to make a case for him.
Denzel Washington?
You didn't see that?
No. What happened?
Josh, you have Denzel Washington?
What's Denzel Washington doing?
Denzel Washington went on TV to talk to Jerry Jones. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, here.
There's box office and there's Oscars, Jerry. Been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show, you wouldn't know. Wouldn't been to the show, you wouldn't know. Haven't been to the show, so you wouldn't know what it is to win. I love the Cowboys, because I really love them. This is why I feel the way I feel. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about the movie. Speaking of the movie, the same thing.
Highest to lowest. You didn't bring it up.
And what's it say down the bottom of the movie? All money ain't good money, Jerry.
Say it again.
All money ain't good money, Jerry.
One time.
Just Denzel Washington promoting a movie and getting after Jerry Jones.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Anyway, get a call in here. Then I have to ask you if you've ever seen the movie Can't Hardly Wait.
I can't hardly wait to hear that question.
No? It's a no?
No, I don't know.
All right. I got a reference from it. Rob in Connecticut. It's a great movie. You'd like it. It holds up. Go ahead, okay. Rob.
Oh, my God. That's classic. Denzel Washington. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
You feeling good?
We're doing good.
Are we feeling positive? Oh, I sure am. I'm so happy. I mean, great, great episode last night. And, we got the deal done. Well, they got the deal done, I should say. And let's move forward. Let's show some productivity and enjoy the season. That's all I have to say. And the other thing is, when James Cook was a rookie, I did buy his jersey, and I got his jersey the week before we played Dallas. And he went off. So I was happy that I had his jersey. And now I'm happy that I don't have to throw it out. Let's just keep moving forward and enjoy the season, guys. And keep doing what you're doing. I love you guys every morning. You're the best. It's like mini Hard Knocks with you guys. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. 803-0550 to join us.
Want some trivia?
Sure.
Can you give me James Cook last year? This is an impressive stat. He had 4 40-plus yard touchdown runs.
Okay.
I believe I see only 7 or 8 other players in the last 25 years in the league that have done that.
Oh, wow.
That's it. 40-plus yard touchdown runs. Who's running away from people?
So... how many did they have to get? Who are they?
Four. Four or more.
Four. How many?
There's only one guy that's more than four.
Only one guy has more than 4 40-yard touchdown runs?
And I've got 7 other guys that are tied with Cook for 4 40-plus yard touchdown runs in a single season.
Okay. So, sorry, one more time.
So in the last 25 years, there are 8 players, including or not including Cook, 25 years, eight players that have four or more 40-yard touchdown runs.
Okay, Chris Johnson and Derrick Henry.
Chris Johnson is the only one with five. Derrick Henry is not correct. He's never done it.
Oh, this is all in 1 year?
Yeah, in 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Because Cook did it all in 1 year.
Right. Saquon Barkley?
Yes, twice.
Terrell Davis?
Nope.
McCaffrey?
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey. Four 40-yard touchdown runs in 1 year.
Yes.
Bum, bum, bum.
Todd Gurley?
Nope. Good guess, though. He had three. He had three twice, actually. You have one, two, three, four players to go here.
Boy. It's funny. Like, I'm thinking back to the all-time top picks in fantasy, and they weren't always breakaway guys. Like, Sean Alexander was not that guy, was he?
Correct. 2001, okay. Sean Alexander did it four times.
Did Marshawn do it?
No.
Okay. Steven Jackson?
Nope.
Not Terrell.
You're on the right path, though, with, like, guys you would think of as, like, these were top fantasy picks.
Le'Veon Bell?
No.
Let's go be team by team here. All right. Jonathan Taylor?
Nope.
Fred Taylor. No, that's probably too
These
far
guys,
back.
Two of these, actually, all three of these guys played like in the same era. Like, same couple of years together.
Priest Holmes.
No.
Jamal Charles.
Yes. Jamal Charles had four in 2009.
Okay.
Did Lynch have four? In
no,
year?
I already guessed that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Darren McFadden.
No.
I just wanted to guess.
Was he good? He was bad, wasn't he?
He was taking fourth overall.
I don't think he was ever a top fantasy player. This guy probably went. I don't know how to look this up. Probably went first overall in fantasy more than any player ever.
And it's not Todd Gurley?
Nope.
And it's not...
No, because he did it...
Terrell Davis?
I think there was a long period
Adrian
of time.
Adrian Peterson.
Oh, okay.
He did it... Adrian Peterson did it three times.
It's pretty good.
And then one more that's kind of a deep pull. He was like a flash in the pan, two-year first-round fantasy guy.
Clinton Portis.
No. Oh,
that's a good guess.
That's a good pull, though.
I'm wondering if I give you the nickname.
Give me the team.
Tampa. I'm wondering, he might not even be the first Tampa running back, you guess. Because there could be a couple you pick here.
Tampa running back, flash in the pan.
He had two 1,400-yard seasons and never had more than 1,000 in any other year.
Doug Martin.
Wow.
The muscle hamster.
If I had said he was nicknamed the muscle hamster, you would have known that right away?
Yeah, he hates that nickname.
I thought you might have guessed cattle.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Williams, too.
But. I had Cadillac in my head, and I wasn't sure if that was, I was having a stroke or if that was a real name that I had to try and pull.
Pretty good company, though. Like, those are the only guys that have, he had long touchdowns last year, and having four in 1 year is not normal.
How many fewer attempts than almost every one of those guys? 100 fewer?
Yeah. Way less than all of them, I'm sure. Like, Doug Martin, for instance, in that year, he had 319 carries. Isn't that like 100 more than what Cook had?
Cook had like 207,
it? Yeah, I think so.
I don't have the number committed to memory. All right, good trivia. Jeff on a cell phone. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
I think for the limited number of touches he had last year, he was unbelievably productive. And I really feel like KC didn't have an answer for him in that playoff game. In fact, I thought they underutilized him. You put the game on Josh's back. You could have put that game on his back, too, in that playoff game. So I think it's a great signing. If you're going to overspend, man, on somebody, I'd overspend on him. He's uniquely talented. So
all right.
I think it's a good day.
Thanks, Jeff.
If you were going to overspend on somebody. They didn't overspend really on anybody.
No.
Is really what it came down to.
No, that's right. Of the five, if you're going to overspend on one, who would it be?
Benford.
You'd probably say Benford.
I would say Benford. And I don't think they did overspend. But if Benford would have cost them, would they give him $18 million a year? If Benford would have cost them $23 million a year, I still would have done it. Or I've been more okay with doing it with him, I guess, than the others.
Yeah.
Usually you have to overspend on the guys that are coming from other teams. Typically.
That's free agency. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Palmer, right? Palmer could work out perfectly well. They overspend on him. Definitely.
They definitely overspent on Curtis Samuel.
Yep.
They overspent on Dawson Knox.
But if it's only by a couple million bucks and that's what you got to do to get the guy here, then I don't think it's that big a deal. If you're doing it once or twice, I guess we just named three guys where it may feel like they've done that.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, Extendo Sports coming up, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show at 10. They'll have plenty to talk about. And, updates from practice. The Bills are also heading to Chicago this week.
When we come back, there's another Inside Look football show that's debuting tomorrow that I'm interested to see if you'll watch it.
Nope.
Oh, because you know what it is.
Nope.
I guess he knows what it is.
It's Chiefs Kingdom. Nope.
I think it's just The Kingdom.
Okay, great.
The Kingdom. Starts tomorrow on ESPN.
Sounds great. Can't wait to see that. Please.
That should have been a great last place punishment.
Yeah,
or some bad
that.
Punishment. You have to watch The Kingdom. Yeah.
Not going to do it. What'll I do instead? Anything. Anything.
Egg salad sandwich.
I'll watch The Kingdom. If it's up to those two, I'll watch The Kingdom four times.
You have to watch the movie you just asked if I've ever seen six times in a row.
Can't hardly wait?
Yeah.
Easy.
What is this movie?
It's a teen comedy kind of thing from the 90s.
I feel like that's 80% of the movies you ask me if I've ever seen.
That's
teen
right.
comedy from the 80s and 90s.
High school, drama, house party, teen 90s.
It was good.
Stuff. Jennifer Love Hewitt, Seth Green. The reason I'm asking is because I don't know if you know who's. You know Seth Green?
Yeah.
So Seth Green, he was also
what
Scott
would I,
on.
What would I know him from?
You know him from the Austin Powers movies, maybe? Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. He's in a bunch of, he's the voice of the.
You know him from Scooby-Doo.
You know him from Family Guy.
Okay. I think, maybe you'll find this offensive, I think I know him from Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
That's what I know
the live-action Scooby-Doo
fine.
Movie.
That's fine.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo.
I'll just get this out of the way here because we've gone this far with it, and then we'll come back for Extendo Sports. Seth Green, in my eyes, like for a little bit of a time there, just wore goggles everywhere.
Goggles?
He's wearing goggles. Yeah, swim goggles. Part of his aesthetic is wearing these goggles to a party. He wears goggles. He's that guy. Right now, my son just wants to wear goggles everywhere. Swim goggles.
Everywhere.
To a point where I'm checking like the cams and everything. When he got out of bed this morning, he put his goggles on. So he's walking out of his room wearing swim goggles.
Is this like him telling you he wants to swim all the time or he just likes to wear them?
I think he might like the colors. We went to the Bills game on Saturday and he wore fluorescent yellow goggles. Because
wow.
It's just his
to
vibe.
To the
right
Bills
now.
Game?
Yeah. He just wants to wear goggles. Hey, whatever works.
Man, got a future Eric Dickerson right there.
Yes, there you go. Ooh, famous goggles guys. Eric Dickerson, Seth Green, James Worthy.
Kareem, right? Didn't Kareem wear goggles?
Kareem, yeah.
James Worthy, too, for sure.
Yes.
Basketball is going to be the place for this. Amari Stoudemire, okay. He wore goggles. Is Eric Dickerson the only football guy? Has a Bill ever worn goggles? Horace Grant.
Good.
He had rhinoceros glasses, right? Those things were huge. Can't think of anybody else that's not a basketball player.
Hakeem Olajuwon. I've got LeBron here. Did LeBron have a goggles?
Hakeem wore goggles? I don't remember LeBron ever wearing goggles.
All right.
Is that like a one-game injury he wore goggles? That had to be.
Yeah, I've got him in goggles
like
once.
He's not wearing goggles when he blocks Iguodala in the NBA Finals.
No. One of the pictures that came up is goggles when you're in the room spraying the champagne after winning the title.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But he did wear a pair of goggles on the court once. All right, Exendo Sports, then we're out.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Exendo Sports.
2 days away from the start of the Premier League season. You know, one thing when people ask what's different about the show streaming on the air or on the YouTube now is now when I decide to wear an Arsenal jersey and James Cook signs, everybody tunes in is like, what's that guy wearing? I'm wearing my Aurora Borealis themed Arsenal kit as day two of convince Owen to pick Arsenal as his team is upon us.
Arsenal's making a run.
Picking his Premier League team he will be following this year, Premier League, in 2 days.
Oh, and you don't want to live in the Arsenal shadow over here. You want to be Malkin?
Ooh.
Wow.
Or you want to go be Ovechkin?
Wow. Wait, hold on.
Go be Ovechkin.
Just offering to be Malkin was an insult? You want to be Malkin?
Because
that sounds amazing.
You could go be Ovechkin.
You want to be Malkin?
What I'm saying
I'd love
is
to. He's Hall of Famer, wins cups.
Listen, he will always be the Arsenal guy. You can never be the Arsenal guy of the show.
Yes, and we'll win together.
You could be the
Crosby and Malkin did. Crosby never won without Malkin. Are you selling it even further?
This is all compelling.
I'm just saying, Malkin's great. You could be Ovechkin.
That "we'll win together" line reminds me of something that, I don't know, the Emperor said or Darth Vader said, you know, like trying to convince someone to join the dark side. It's just a little aggressive.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. This is Palpatine or
I'm Palpatine
in the beginning.
You are the resident old guy on the show now, so
it's true. Well,
that is true.
I revealed my list yesterday. I've got to whittle it down. We're gonna reveal Friday, so I'm burning two off the list today. Any guesses? Who do you guys?
I would just like to point out that I'm being named Emperor Palpatine as being an Arsenal fan.
Arsenal has not won
the Premier League in 20 years.
Which is why you are Senator Palpatine in episode one, as you are Liverpool kind of creating your fleet here.
You're eliminating a couple teams?
I'm going to burn off a couple of teams
here. All right, who's out?
I think I'm going to cross off Burnley.
Okay.
I've just gotten a lot of Burnley, don't do that.
That was a participation award anyway, being in this. You know.
And then I think my other one, I'm kind of hesitant to do it, but Crystal Palace, I like the name, but I think I just haven't gotten any. I got nothing on them. Everybody else has gotten support. I've heard from some people advocating for most of these other teams, and I've got no love for Crystal Palace. So
this is like when the Bills used to have to cut the roster from 93 to 88. Like, these guys have been cut. Thanks.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
There it goes.
Palace and Burnley. Gone.
Palace and Burnley. So, remaining Arsenal, Liverpool, Tottenham, Chelsea, Man U, Man City, Everton.
Eliminate Manchester City right now. I mean, come on.
I'm not ready to eliminate that team.
It's terrible.
Picking
a team that's won six out of the last seven.
And you're getting there just in time for the financial penalties
Let's
that they're going to get
that.
In.
They could be docked massive points because of financial malfeasance. Maybe you like cheating teams.
Get on the ground floor when they're going to be, you know, can't
punished
for
cheating.
It just doesn't work.
Why does he pick a team in the championship?
No.
Because
he wants to
start at the ground floor.
Because he wants to have friends.
But you'll have friends when they get to the Premier League in a year or two.
Please. Or all right, we're back tomorrow. Bill Sign, James Cook, 4 years, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.